Shabbat someone, are you allowed to be nene from that malacha? Under what circumstances can you be nene? We talked about a schir yom, a kablan, different situations of a guy doing malacha for the Jew. Today I'd like to talk about a different type of shayla, and that is it permissible to hire someone to do work for you on Shabbos, work that's not malacha, but you're hiring him dafka for Shabbos? As part of our discussion last time, we said that a schir yom, if the guy is hired to do malacha as a schir yom, he's hired for the day, he's hired by the hour, then that's certainly a problem. Certainly a problem. But that's if he's doing malacha. Here, he's working for you. Let's say the non-Jew is working for you. Or let's say a Jew, you're hiring a Jew to do work for you, but the work is not malacha, it's avoda, that's mutter on Shabbos. You hire a waiter to serve you. You're having a simcha, you're hiring a waiter to serve the food. Let's say you have to hire a babysitter, Rosh Hashanah. People, I got a shayla that someone wanted, his wife wanted to go to shul Rosh Hashanah to hear the tkiyas, to hear the shofar, and they wanted to hire a babysitter. So is it mutter to do that? Is it mutter to pay the babysitter? You're only paying them for that day, whether it's Yom Tov or Shabbos. So is it mutter to hire someone dafka for Shabbos or for Yom Tov and to pay them for that work? It's avoda that's mutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But the question is it mutter to hire them to do that work? So this is the question of Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos, is one allowed to hire someone and to pay them for work that they do for you on Shabbos? Obviously, if it's malacha that's asura, then you're not allowed to be nena from the malacha itself. But here we're talking about malacha avoda that's muteres. The question is, are you allowed to hire them? So the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Nun Ches says that a person hires a poel to watch his field, to be shomer zroim for him. So he's not allowed to give him schar Shabbos. Meaning he's not allowed to hire him to watch dafka on Shabbos. And this is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch and Sim and Shin Vav Siv Dalin. What's the problem? He's not doing anything usur, really. He's just watching the Zeroyim. So the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkat and Tazayim quotes a Rashi in Ksubis that Chazal goes around Schar Shabbos Gzera Mishum Mekach Umemker. That we're not allowed, that there's an Isser Mekach Umemker on Shabbos to do business on Shabbos. Why is that usur? So that's usur Gzera Shema Yichtov, that we're afraid that you might come to write something. You might write out a receipt. You might write something as a result of the Mekach Umemker. And Ksiva is a Malacha Daraisa. So therefore, Chazal Vagozer, Mekach Umemker is usur. And as part of that Gzera, they also Vagozer on Schar Shabbos, that Schar Shabbos is like a Mekach Umemker. It's not a Gzera L'Gzera. It's like a Chelek of Mekach Umemker. So therefore, Schar Shabbos is also a problem, that you can't pay someone for a job that they do on Shabbos, even if the job does not involve malacha, doesn't involve any malacha that should be usur. But nevertheless, the fact that you're hiring them and paying them for the work that they do on Shabbos, that's a problem. That's a problem. Now this isur applies whether the malacha is being done for a Jew, right? Whether the malach is being done for a Jew or it's being done for a guy. Meaning, if let's say a guy hires you to do work, so you can't get the schar Shabbos, right? The schar from work that you do on Shabbos, that's a problem. A Jew hires you, a guy hires you, it's the same thing. Conversely, let's say the Jew is hiring the guy or hiring Yisrael, right? Presumably, it's also to hire someone to do avoda for them on Shabbos, even if the avoda is mutter. Again, to pay them. Just for the work that they're doing on Shabbos, that should be awesome. The poskim have a debate, though. Does the din of schar Shabbos apply to the makabel or to the nosein? Is the iser on the nosein or is the iser on the makabel? Meaning, the person can't accept the schar Shabbos, or it's also usur for the maskir to give the schar Shabbos. Right? It's certainly usur to hire someone to work on Shabbos, meaning on Shabbos to hire someone to work on Shabbos, that's certainly a problem. But let's say you hire them before Shabbos, right? And the only problem would be that you're paying them for the work that they did on Shabbos. Is that an iser for the nosein also, or is that only an iser for the makabel to accept this high Shabbos? What's an afkamina? An afkamina would be, let's say you hire a guy. You hire a guy to do avoda hamuteras on Shabbos. You hire a guy to be a waiter for you, right? You hire a lady, a non-Jewish lady, to babysit for you. So if you say that the Isra of Schar Shabbos, even if there are two parts to the Isra, there's the hiring and there's the paying of the Schar, but as long as you hire them beforehand, if you make an arrangement before Yom Tov, before Shabbos, right? If the Makabel is a non-Jew, so if the Isra is only on the Nosa, if the Isra is only on the Makabel, then there's no problem. As long as the arrangement is made before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, and the Makabel is only a Goy, so then there isn't going to be a problem. But if you say that the Isra Schar Shabbos, not just in the arrangement, but in the actual paying of the Schar Shabbos, and the Isra applies to the Nosein as well, so then even if the Makabel is a non-Jew, there still would be a problem. So the Poskim have different diyukim that they want to say that the Isser is just on the Makabel. There's a Chaya Odom that says that if Socharim, if merchants hire a Jew to watch the wagons over Shabbos, they had wagons full of merchandise. So the Chaya Odom says that if they hire a Jew to watch the wagons, they violate Lifnei Iver. The Archa Shabbos wants to be medayik from the Chaya Odom. Lifnei Iver, that's it. Don't they violate Schar Shabbos as well? The answer is no. Maybe the Issa Schar Shabbos is only for the Makabel, so the Jew that's getting the Schar Shabbos, he violates the Issa Schar Shabbos. The Jew that makes the arrangement violates Lifnei Iver because he's getting the Makabel to violate the Issa of Schar Shabbos. But it's not an Issa of Schar Shabbos on the Nosin himself, as long as the arrangement was made before. So if that diuk is correct, if the Chayadam really held that the Isser is only an Isser on the Makabel, there's a big kula now, because you should be able to hire a non-Jew from before Shabbos to do work for you on Shabbos, even if you'll pay him only for the work that he does on Shabbos. The Isser Schar Shabbos might only be on the Makabel, and if the Makabel is a non-Jew, obviously there's no problem at all. But for a Jew, let's say a Jew is being hired as a babysitter, or a Jew is being hired as a waiter, so then there would be a problem of Schar Shabbos. So how do we get out of this problem? How do we solve this problem? So the poskim say that the simplest solution to the problem is one word, havlah, a lump sum compensation. That if you're mavliya the Schar Shabbos with Schar of Chol, then there's no problem. The only time that there's an issue of Schar Shabbos is if you're paying them only for the work that they did on Shabbos. From the Mishnah Berurah, you get the impression, Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shin Vav Sukkot and Yutes, it's not enough to pay them both for the weekday activities and for the Shabbos activities at the same time. No, the arrangement has to be for both together. It has to be one arrangement. That work for me on Shabbos, and you'll work during the week, and I'll pay you X sum for both. It's not that you're going to pay, you know, for during the week, I'll pay you for 3 days, and on Shabbos, I'll pay you for this, and you just pay them at the same time. That's not enough. It has to be a lump sum compensation. So the arrangement has to be in a lump sum. Even if rove of the malacha is done on Shabbos, as long as there's some kind of a chosh of a malacha, some significant amount of time that they're spending during the week as well, then that's good enough. That's good enough. As long as there are some shows, like the Chai Odom says in that case, as long as the Eza shows Erev Shabbos or Matzei Shabbos, that they're also watching the wagons, then that's sufficient to solve the Schar Shabbos problem. What's more, the post can point out that if there's preparation involved for the avoda that they're doing, that's also havlah, right? Not just the lump sum compensation that they're working. They're doing the same malacha. They're doing the watching. They're doing the babysitting. Doing the same malacha both on Shabbos and Bimei Chol. No. If they're only doing the Ikar Avoda on Shabbos, but there's preparation for that Avoda from before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, that also is called Havlah. That's viewed as a lump sum compensation. Why? But I'm paying them for the preparation. Yes, we view it as though you're paying for the preparation too, not just for the Avoda that they're doing. So therefore, that's a lump sum compensation, and there wouldn't be a problem. For this reason, let's say someone lanes on Shabbos, Balkore, and he makes, I don't know, $200 a Shabbos. So, how's that mutter? Right, you ever think about that? How's it mutter to lane only on Shabbos? You're not laning during the week. It's just on Shabbos, and yet you're getting paid for every Shabbos that you lane. So how does that work? The answer is, you got to prepare. And as long as someone prepares a little bit during the week, not just Friday night. You know, if you're a seasoned Balkore and all you need is Friday night, then that could be a problem, right? Yeah, but if you make it your business to prepare a little bit during the week, not just on Shabbos, so that makes it havlah, and then you'd be allowed to take a payment for the Shabbos, and that's not a Schar Shabbos problem, because you're also getting paid for what you're doing during the week. Yes?
If it's a recurring job, is that first time? Let's see, it needed preparation the first time, but then the other times it doesn't. Does that still work?
I don't think so. I think for each Shabbos you have to prepare. If you're not preparing, so then for this Shabbos, I'm being paid separately. Right? The person who's laning is a schir yom. Think about it. He's not a koblin. It's not like they say, look, if you lane everything for this year, then that's the job we'll pay a certain amount of money. No, they're paying him for every week that he lanes. So the chora, you should have to prepare every week. Yes.
Could just laning on Thursday count towards the preparation?
You're saying the same shul, right? He's laning on Thursday.
Laning
on Thursday is
for Shabbos.
Is that a preparation, or if you're being paid by the shul to lane on Thursday also?
No, not being paid to shul. Like, you'll look at it before you lane on Thursday, so not like the preparation for Shabbos. You need to look at the whole thing.
I mean, I think the laning on Shabbos is more than just what you lane on Thursday, right?
Right, but so it's
for Shani.
If you're going to prepare Friday night, can you just look at Rishon?
So is that significant enough that you're preparing just the first Aliyah by laning Monday and Thursday also? I don't know. I think you should prepare a little bit more than that, because it's hard to know whether that's really such a significant preparation. I mean, if you could just look at it, you're saying if you really have to prepare for the Thursday lane. Not that you're a seasoned Valkyrie and you've done this, 50 times already, and you're just looking at it briefly. If you're just looking at it briefly, I don't know if that's really called such a preparation.
That's my real question, is what's considered the necessity to prepare to not be called Sechar Shabbos?
If you wouldn't be able to do a good, if you wouldn't be able to do a good job without the preparation, and you feel yourself that you have to prepare, if you really are so seasoned, then you can walk in without any preparation. So then the preparation is not significant. Most Balei Kriya, even if they're used to it, they still have to prepare a little bit because they're not going to remember everything from year to year. So then the preparation is significant because it's not shayach to do what you're going to do on Shabbos without the preparation from before. Chazanim have to prepare also, even if they're technically only working on Shabbos, they're paying them for the musaf that they daven on Shabbos or for the shachar that they daven on Shabbos. Right? But they have to prepare beforehand, so that's a big kula for the chazan. Similarly, if there are any expenses that you have to incur for the job that you're doing on Shabbos, even if it doesn't require preparation per se, right? Preparation for the avoda itself, but there are expenses that you have to pay for. So if there are expenses, so then that's also havlah. That's also part of the havlah. Right? That's also that would also constitute havlah, and that would permit the payment. There is a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch whether there's a problem of Schar Shabbos for divrei mitzvah bichlal. We're talking about Balei Kriya and Chazanim. Since that is really different mitzvah, maybe there's no problem of Schar Shabbos at all. Maybe the Gzeira Atu Mecha Fomemka, that's only said by Dvarim Shal Rishus, not by Dvarim Shal Mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a machlokas about this. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Vav Siv Hei. At first, the Shulchan Aruch says that it should be usher to hire Chazanim to daven on Shabbos because of the problem of Schar Shabbos. Then he quotes a Yesh Mishamati. It's a 2 days in Shulchan Aruch whether there's a problem of Schar Shabbos even for Divrei Mitzvah. In Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, talking about Kriya Shofar, in Simen Tovkov Pehei, Sifhei, the Shulchan Aruch writes that someone who's notel schar to be Tokea Shofar in Rosh Hashanah or to Davin, Eino Roa Simen Brocha. Hard to know what that means, Eino Roa Simen Brocha. It doesn't sound good. But it doesn't sound like it's an Isser of Schar Shabbos. Interesting. So it almost seems like it's going with the Yesh Mishamatir of Hilchas Shabbos. It's not really an Isser, it's just not the right thing to do. Obviously, the simple solution to the problem is to do Havlah. That if you prepare, if the Chazan prepares from before, I think to daven a tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, you have to prepare. Most people prepare before Rosh Hashanah. That's not like a Shabbos. So as long as there's preparation, Balei Tkiya also prepare before Rosh Hashanah. There's no Balei Tkiya, as far as I know, gets up Rosh Hashanah and blows shofar. Right, some people say, well, a whole Chodesh Elo they're preparing. But they do more preparation than just the Tkiya that they have after Shachas. Right? So as long as you have preparation, L'chora, that's enough to be called Havlah. If there's a Havlah, then there wouldn't be a problem with Schar Shabbos. Yes?
What about youth groups? People don't really prepare for that. They kind of
excellent. It's an excellent question. So if you have to buy something for the youth group, like if there's Pirche, right? Pirche in the afternoon. So if you have to buy the presents that you're going to give, there are lotteries and other, raffles and other things. I haven't done this in a long time.
But the question is that they pay the group leaders.
They pay the group leader, but if the group leader has to lay out expenses,
a lot of times
there are no expenses.
They charge would be that
Uh-huh. So the people in charge will lay out all of the money, and they'll buy all the toys and the gifts and the snacks and everything. And there's a lot they give those kids, get them to come, you know. But you're saying the group leaders just come and they don't do anything afterwards. It's just for what they do on Shabbos, and they're paid. They should have a havlo. They should try to do something. The same group leader should do something during the week to make a havlo. If not, there could be a problem of Star Shabbos. Yes, it could be a serious. I mean, it's like babysitting. I mean, it's different to babysit, obviously, women. But it's the same thing. What's the difference? Right? If a person is just a babysitter, they're just watching the children on Shabbos per se, and there's no havlo, that's a problem. So, you know, if you're taking care of children who are older, I wouldn't call it babysitting, but in a sense, you're just watching them. There are no expenses, and there's no preparation. No preparation. Can you make preparation? What, you're going to say something to the Talmidim, some kind of Divrei Torah, a story, something? If there's preparation involved, then maybe you can get the payment. It's not Schar Shabbos, then you're Mavliya, the effort that you're putting in during the week. If there really is no effort, it might be a problem. Might be a problem. Yes, follow up.
If there's, let's say there's like one half love for the first week, and then there's the payment comes at once. Mm-hmm. So if you're getting paid like 6 weeks at a time,
whatever it be, and then there's one. So there was a havlo, there was some kind of preparation you need before the first time, and that preparation lasts you for all the times. I don't know
what the prepares lasts for all the times, but the payment is together.
Uh-huh. So then it's taka a lump sum, even if you're being paid for multiple Shabbos. So someone else asked about that. That if you're preparing for the first Shabbos, if you're only preparing for the first Shabbos and then the second Shabbos, but you're saying if it's a lump sum, if you're paid in a lump sum, the deal is that you're going to be paid all together, and there's a little preparation from the beginning. Well, maybe there's room to be makel. If it's a lump sum compensation, that might be called havla, and then as long as there's some kind of preparation during the week, maybe that's not called Schar Shabbos. The tunnel?
Do we assume like the Rosh Shabbos that the issue is on the Kabbalah and therefore it's much
I think so. I think so. Yeah, I'm going to get to cases in just a moment. Joe, I still have a question.
Just to clarify, the Havlah has to be done by the Kabbalah, not just the Nusim?
The Havlah has to be part of the arrangement for the payment in the beginning. That they're going to... It's not that you do Havlah, it's that you're being paid. You're being paid both for what you do on Shabbos and for what you do before Shabbos. That's part of the arrangement. If not, it's not a lump sum compensation. I'm not paying you for the preparation or the expenses unless I tell you I'm paying you for that. Right? Yes?
Can we assume like in the youth leader case, maybe like going to the meetings is enough for preparation?
Meetings from before Shabbos?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. I thought you were saying that there's nothing before Shabbos. If there are at least meetings before Shabbos, that's... So you're being paid to go to the meetings. You're being paid to go to the meetings. No one wants to go to meetings. Yes, question.
Could traveling on Friday afternoon count as havlah? Like part of an action?
Are there expenses involved in the traveling?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, if there are expenses involved in the traveling, then you're being paid for that too. Yes, that would be called havlah, yes.
Can you say like group leader could be considered some sort of like mitzvah because you're allowing parents to daven in shul?
So if you go with that day in shul, yeah, if you go with the day in Shulchan Aruch, that's Schar Shabbos for a Dvar Mitzvah's Mutter, so then there's no issue. The problem is, if you're going to be Machmer for the first day, that even by Divrei Mitzvah, there might be an issue of Schar Shabbos, so then we're trying to figure out a way that maybe there's some kind of dispensation. So just to sum up a number of the cases that the Talmidim have mentioned, in terms of the babysitting, if you pay in a lump sum, you pay for a weekday in addition to the Shabbos, that's great. If there are expenses, like diapers or milk or something like that, have the person who's going to watch buy the diapers and the milk and then pay them a lump sum compensation for the whole thing. In terms of waiters, so if the waiter that you hire, let's say you hire a waiter for a simcha and he's just serving. That's all he's doing. There's no preparation from before Shabbos. So if he's a non-Jewish waiter, there's no problem. You can pay him for the Shabbos work because we said if the Issur of Schar Shabbos is only on the Mekabel, then that would be a problem if he's a Jew. But if he's a non-Jew, then there's no problem at all. What happens if the waiter is a Jew and he's only being paid for just the serving on Shabbos? That might be a problem. So the best thing is have him do something before Shabbos. Have him be involved in the process before Shabbos. Then there will be havlah, and it'll be a lump sum compensation, and there won't be any issue. Caterers, you hire a caterer to do a job for you on Shabbos. There's always preparation for the caterer. He has to prepare the food. So there's no Schar Shabbos problem with the caterers and with hotels. Also, there's so much preparation. There's so much cleanup. They're obviously charging you not just for renting of the premises and for feeding you. They're charging you for the preparation and for the cleanup afterwards also. So the issue of Schar Shabbos by hotels and caterers is not going to be applicable. It'll be permissible in that case because there's a natural havlah that's built into the situation.
Sorry.